The story you're about to hear is recorded using 3D recording technology. So please put on your headphone or earphone
and close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Hey, what's up? 我是麦老，麦子的麦，老子的老。感谢您收听 Story for the Night， 让我用故事陪你入睡。Hey, what's up? 欢迎来到麦老夜读 Story for the Night。 我是麦老，麦子的麦，老子的老，让我用故事陪你入睡。今天我要跟你分享的这一封信是来自于 Richard Feynman。 这封信呢是一封情书，但这封情书很特别，他写给他的妻子，但是他写的时候呢，他妻子已经过世了。他在这封信中所流露出的不只是爱意，更多的还是一种后悔。他很后悔在他妻子还在世的时候没有花足够的时间去陪伴他。首先我们来看一下这封信的背景。 Richard Feynman was one of the most influential physicists of his generation, and in 1965 he and two colleagues were awarded the Nobel PrizeIn June of 1945, his 25-year-old wife and high school sweetheart, Arlene, passed away after succumbing to tuberculosis. 16 months later, Richard wrote his late wife a love letter and sealed it in an envelope. It remained unopened until after his death in 1988. October 17th, 1946, Darlene,I adore you, sweetheart. I know how much you like to hear that, but I don't only write it because you like it. I write it because it makes me warm all over inside to write it to you. It is such a terrible long time since I last wrote you. Almost 2 years, but I know you excuse me because you understand how I am. Stubborn and realistic.And I thought there were no sense to writing. But now I know, my darling wife, that it is right to do what I have to delayed in doing. And that I have done so much in the past. I want to tell you I love you. I want to love you. I always will love you. I find it hard to understand in my mind what it means to love after you're dead.But I still want to comfort and take care of you. And I want you to love me and care for me. I want to have problems to discuss with you. I want to do little projects with you. I never thought until just now that we can do that. What should we do? We started to learn to make clothes together or learn Chinese or getting a movie projector. Can I do something now? No.I am alone without you, and you were the idea woman and general investigator all over our wild ventures. When you were sick, you worried because you could not give me something that you wanted to and thought I needed. You needn't have worried. Just as I told you then, there was no real need because I love you in so many ways, so much, and now it is clearly even more true. You can give me nothing now. Yet I love you so that you stand in my way of loving anyone else, but I want you to stand there. You, dead, are so much better than anyone else alive. I know you will assure me that I'm foolish and that you want me to have full happiness and don't want to be in my way. I'll bet you're surprised that I don't even have a girlfriend except you, sweetheart, after 2 years. But you can't help it, darling, nor can I. I don't understand it, for I have met many girls and very nice ones that I don't have to remain alone. But in 2 or 3 meetings, they all seem ashes.You only are left to me. You are real. My darling wife, I do adore you. I love my wife. My wife is dead. Rich. P.S. Please excuse my not mailing this because I don't know your new address.
That's all about a story. Thank you for listening. If you like the story, please share with your friends and families. 如果你喜欢今天的故事，请和你的朋友和家人分享。如果你觉得意犹未尽，请关注麦老公众号，每周四给你直击心灵的故事，或者上喜马拉雅搜索麦老夜读。 Good night.